Into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Another shitty, terrible horror crap podcast here at boygob.com. Should have said DWNs, but fuck it, Joe. Sponsored by who? Fast Custom Shirts. I'm all fucked up. We're here like idiots again trying to share this shit.
Yeah, I'm trying.
That's all right.
Can't even fucking find it.
I got it. You probably have to refresh, Joe. That's what I would suppose. You started before the fucking, you opened the page before we actually went live, and it wouldn't be there for that reason. But that's okay, Joe, because to now, like, that's a fucking word. Today, now, we are both alive, and maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that isn't. But how are you doing this week, Joe, or today? I don't give a fuck.
Today, I am trying to share this. Boost unavailable. I don't want to fucking boost this. Hey, there it is. There it is. Share. Hey. We are low battery.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Hope everybody out there is doing well. Tonight, or today, or this morning, or yesterday, whenever the fuck all seven of you who are listening, listen to this.
It's showtime. Hello. I just shared this. Tom, what a week this has been. Or wait a minute, this was, last one was, something like that. How was your week, Tom?
It was another one, slowly adjusting to things and I guess coming to terms with everything and that kind of stuff. And I was busy today. I had to do a fucking bunch of fucking shit. I had to go see a lawyer this morning. He was like, oh, so how old are you? 20 something? 20? I'm 36, and he almost shit his pants. How is this guy this fucking dumb for 36? I should have paid a little more attention and done more instead of just sequestering myself in the shop for fucking a decade and a half, just trying to hone my craft and get better and stuff. I should have been, you know, figuring out how to do stuff normal people do. Instead
but
of
hey,
just
you listen to
stuff.
A lot of movie commentaries and all that time. Not a lot of people can say that.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they can. But they're even fatter fucks than I.
Yeah, but I did see you got some of your mojo back because you put out a new piece.
Yeah, like last week, I was just like, oh, I'm going to try and make something new, but I probably won't.
So if you paint that all white... It can be the vampire from the Omega Man, and that would look really cool.
Add a little red. It could be Pennywise.
There you go. I mean, there's
a
all
little orange.
You can do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's clever.
Fuck.
Clever. Yeah.
Mm.
So that's all ready for Texas Frightmare Weekend. You're all ready. Yeah.
Head on over to DWNProductions.net and check out this new mask. Maybe you'll like it. Maybe you might take pity on me and buy one. I don't know. I don't give a fuck. Could use the money, though. Just spent a bunch of money this week. Fucking had to open up a new bank account just for the business. So it's nice, though. It's nice to see, like, DWN Productions on checks, though.
On checks.
So that's
you already
cool.
got your checks?
The temporary ones.
Oh, so you wrote DWM Productions.
I did.
The temporary.
Opened up Photoshop. Here, I'll show you a picture of my checks. I got to open up a new fucking PayPal account for that, which is going to fucking suck a dick. And then figure out how to do taxes on all that.
And you got to switch all your payment information from your
personal over to business.
Bullshit. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let you know how that goes.
Yeah, let me know. I'm really interested in how all the payroll shit is going to go.
Yeah, I got to talk to a CPA about that. But since I'm the only person, I think it'll be kind of easy-ish. We'll see. Or it won't. Or I'll just fuck myself up and go to prison.
Somehow, yeah, like I almost did. Fuck, you know. Or just cost yourself a lot of money when you don't have it. Yeah. I'm a fucking bro at that. Woo!
So, yeah, we'll see. But I don't know. I guess it's a big step, but it doesn't really feel maybe just everything's I have way too much major shit going on in my life right now. Just like, hey, you got this and then you got the wedding. Why don't you add fucking doing a whole new business setup too, you fuck?
Well, perhaps the biggest benefit that you might have right off the bat is people are willing to throw credit at you. Not that you want a lot of fucking credit. But it's a lot easier when you're an LLC to get that shit when as opposed to being just a fucking sole proprietor fucking bum like myself. Nobody will fucking give you credit for shit. Ah, you own your own business, so you don't make shit, huh? See ya.
Peace.
Okay. Well, I can't argue with that. You know, even, you know, I make a little money, but on paper it looks like I'm just fucking bleeding out, you know, my fucking life, which I am. I don't recommend many of you own a business that are listening, that are thinking about it.
We're just too far in and spent too much time to give it up now. It'd be like a life just wasted.
Yeah, I couldn't deal with people, you know. I couldn't work with idiots all day. Every day for my whole fucking life, and I wasn't going to. So, as miserable as this is, hey, I fucking chose this.
Yeah.
I chose this, you know, and like you said, I've been doing it for I don't know how fucking long. I can't go back now, you know. It's like, you've been
there
doing.
There is no going back, Joseph.
You've been doing what for 15 years? You got no experience in anything whatsoever.
Well, I mean, you do. You have like a lot of experience running your own business.
I do. But I don't know that it means shit to anybody. You know, like if you were to go someplace, hey, I can manage this fucking big box bullshit. No, we're not going to let you.
Well, I mean, they'll let you, but it'll be like for some ridiculous wage, and then you'll have a cap and you can't go over that.
Yeah,
at least with this you can, you know, try and make money. You won't, but you can try,
right? Yeah. And then maybe you can set yourself up some benefits package or some shit, you know.
Slow down.
I don't know, something to look at. Not this year, but next year or something, you know.
Yeah. From what I'm told, this is what I'm told is the Roth IRA is the one to go with. But that whole thing is kind of like the stock market shit, and to me, that's gambling.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't gamble. So I don't know. Life is one big pile of fucked up bullshit. And I don't know.
You got to be able to take a punch.
A lot of them.
Because that's all life's going to give you. You know?
You got to be able to fucking get your balls kicked in out of your mouth and then have someone kick your balls back down your throat into your nutsack, then kick your balls out of your fucking nutsack out of your mouth again, then right back down your throat into your nutsack, and it's a never-ending torrent of getting your fucking balls bashed in with a steel-toed boot.
Yeah, it's just like walking down the street thinking, what a fucking, that boom, somebody knocks the shit out of you. You know, that
a comically large vault or safe falls on you.
Mm-hmm. Some Acme shit.
Fucking pricks. Get some Oxy, you some bitch. To get rid of that Acme, you see.
So we're running a day late. I went down to Corpus this weekend and got to see family after fucking since December. So it's been like 8 months, you know, with this whole fucking COVID shit. With sometimes not having the money to go, and then just other bullshit popping up. But finally made it down there. Went by the shop down there. You know, Juan's not throwing fucking orgies all the time. picked up some boxes from him from Frightmare and just kind of kicked back at the house. Wanted to cut some metal and started to. And
hey, got one done.
The compressor's fucked up. How about Yep. So I'm ready to throw money and say, fuck it, let's get a new compressor right now. I'll order it. It'll be here Wednesday. We'll hook it up next time I'm down, next weekend. But my dad, you know, always wants to, I'll take it apart and take a look at it. Say, okay, Dad.
Probably fix it. Probably just needs like one $12 part.
He probably will. He'll have it running. He'll explain to me what it was and I won't fucking know. Like, okay.
And you can't do that shit at your house or what?
No, it's a big compressor. It's like a water heater size, you know, so I couldn't load it up and bring it back with me.
I was saying, buy one? Is that all you need is a compressor?
Yeah, but he's, like you said, he'll fix it. He'll like fucking
But I mean, so you can do it at your fucking house.
Well, no, I don't have the fucking torch and all that in the table.
You're going to Frightmare, Joe. You're going to come back a millionaire.
You don't think
you're going to be able to build this setup?
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's something you like to do, and it just sucks fucking you got to go to Corpus Christi to fucking do it.
Yeah, it does suck, but I mean, it's also something I do with my dad. Like I don't like him to be out there because it's all fucking hot and everything, but he digs being out there, you know, and it's something, you know, that we're doing together for now. It, you know, we didn't do a whole lot of shit together growing up and whatever.
Yeah, spend the time with them when you can, because you never know what the fuck.
But I got enough pieces, because I had pieces hanging at Lloyd and Sue's shop, and they brought me all those, so I can have. I just don't have anything new. I had a plan to make a couple of new things, but hey, fuck it, that's the way it goes. Like I said, I'm going back down to Corpus this weekend, but it's just going to be, I'm taking everybody here, and it's just going to be family time. I'm not going to fucking get in there in the fucking shed and fucking be cutting metal for a whole day and waste that time. So,
I think you might.
I don't know. I doubt it.
We'll see. You're like, oh, I got this idea. If I can get it done, I might be able to get $200.
Yeah. $200.
Well, I don't know what the fuck you sell this shit for, man.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. It's just, but it's like, yeah, let me fucking put everybody aside for $200. You know, I've done a lot of that. You know, I'm trying to be more conscious of my time and shit like that. But I spend a lot of time here at work, you know.
Yeah, because like you said, you got to make that money. And
yeah.
Every minute you're not working is a minute you're not making money. But most of the minutes you're working, you're not making money if you work for yourself. So,
yeah, I try not to. To bring the work home with me anymore, which I used to fucking you know, just come home and get on the computer and start fucking designing shit and doing like that. It's like now when I'm home watching shitty movies for this fucking podcast.
No, they're not all shitty.
Fucking great. No, they're not.
Majority of them are.
But right, but we'll get to that.
Every once in a while. Yeah. Not next week, but.
No, well, I don't know. I've never seen those.
There's one reoccurring character through all the movies. And then the third one, he doesn't have a mustache, so he looks like John Redcorn. We'll get to that.
All right.
So, besides scaring people off of running their own business, anything else going on?
I'm sure there is, but like my mind's kind of frazzled right now. I'm still trying to figure out what to take and, you know, just what the fuck's going on this year, you know? I do still think there's going to be a lot of people showing up. Maybe not as much as before, but I'd say at least 80% of what's been there in the past 2 years will be there.
Yeah, I don't know if that much. Mm. I don't know if that, because you got to imagine a lot of those people, they fly in and shit.
Yeah, yeah, there's that. There's also that other show is going on at the same time. Is it Horror Hound? I think that's going on the same weekend. So, like, if people are from that area, they'll probably just stick around there and do that. Either way, fucking, you know, we always have a good time. So, looking forward to that. You know, once I get there, the stress will be gone.
Yeah, I mean, we'll just hang out for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it'll be cool to see fucking you, which I'm seeing you now, so I don't really give a fuck. You're an ugly man. But it'll be cool to see everybody else, I guess. I mean, whatever. Mm-hmm. I just want to get my fucking copy of Whatever It Takes from Vinegar Syndrome and then fuck off. That's the only reason I haven't ordered it. I'm just like, fuck it. I'll just get it at fucking Frightmare. I'll be like, come on, dude. I'm here every fucking year buying shit. $20? Okay. Then I sell this fucking slip covers for 15.
Yeah, I'm just going to get that big whiskey box from David there. I was going to order it, but I'll get it from him there.
The big what?
Witch box.
Witch box.
Yeah, Severin has a witch movie box set that they're putting out.
Just a bunch of witch movies or from one fucking person?
Just a bunch of random shit from around the world.
Yeah, mostly from Italy, those fucks.
Probably. Those people and the fucking witches, man. Them and their brujas or whatever. Mm. The
brujajas, I say.
Yeah. But we'll get to Italians. Wait a minute. No, we won't.
I hope not. So, movies. Did you watch any?
Yeah. One, I read a lot. I finished a lot of
books. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. So I finished this book called Legacies. It's taken me forever to read because it fucking sucks. It's one of the worst books I've read in a long time, Tom. It starts out in a concentration camp. So he's already setting you up for like, oh, man, there's some bad shit going on.
What are they focusing on?
The end of the war and some dude, the guy running the concentration camp is just killing everybody and one kid escapes. Then we go to the fucking, I don't know, to the 70s. And this kid is, his mom and him are trying to run away because his dad is real abusive. The dad catches them and then the mom's gone. She disappears and the kid's just getting abused by the dad all the time. And I guess it's supposed to make you feel bad, but it's so poorly written, you don't give a shit. You know, it's just like, fuck, another page after what? I'm only like, you know, an eighth of the way through this. We fast forward to the future, and the guy's a horror writer that has writer's block, and he
the cocaine problem.
He gets a house, so I don't know. Start seeing ghosts in it. Turns out that it was his grandfather's house, who was that Nazi at the fucking beginning of the thing, and all this shit, you know, and that's where the legacies comes in. But then this guy drops like a fucking bomb on you. It's like, oh, well, he was adopted, so he's not even part of this, which invalidates everything in the story, because they wouldn't even be haunting him to bring him into the family fold of ghosts and shit if he was adopted. It's fucking stupid.
This is a nice nature versus nurture tale.
Yeah, yeah. It's. I don't recommend it. I'm never going to read anything by this Joe Hart fuck again. Wasted my time. I'm fucking pissed at him. Somebody get him at a convention so I can fucking punch him out. You know, just fucking pissed me off, man. You watch a movie, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours, unless it's something like from Zack Snyder, you're not fucking making an investment of time. You know, with a book, you're fucking sitting there. You're sitting there, literally sitting there and investing your time. So when there's something this shitty, I get fucking mad. I also get like, why aren't I writing? You know, why don't I fucking sit down and fucking put words to paper? Because I can definitely do better than this guy. I'm sure you get that feeling when you watch a lot of these fucking movies that we watch and talk about and shit.
Nah, not anymore. I just don't give a fuck. Mostly everything sucks. Sometimes you'll find something worth a fuck, but being a jaded, old, cynical man, I don't give a fuck.
So what'd you watch or read?
Oh, my happiness swirled down the drain in the shower.
That way, or are you in Australia and it goes the other way?
It comes up at you like a tornado, or a typhoon, as they call water tornadoes. Ah, shit. I watched like about half, maybe a little less than half, of Peter Rabbit 2. Not as charming as the first one, Joe.
Is this like stop motion or is it real animation or digital shit?
Yeah, it's digital CGI imagery added to a real life footage. In that opening wedding scene, it looked fucking real bad. Like they didn't even try and blend the fucking animals, the CGI animals, into the real thing. Like, you could just tell it was a copy and paste job or just a layer job or whatever. It looked real bad. And in this one, I don't know. They're probably the same character designs, but they just look kind of ugly. And it's another one of these fucking perverted fucking things where all the animals are wearing coats and no pants. It's like, what the fuck's going on here? So, and this fucking, I was watching it, and I was like, man, Joe's fucking right. The British are some ugly motherfuckers, man. And then I puked and turned it the fuck off.
I don't blame you.
There was this one joke, though, that was pretty good. Peter Rabbit shook up a bottle of champagne and uncorked it and sprayed it all over this real ugly British broad's face. And they made the fucking CG champagne or whatever extra white. So it looks like she just got fucking, you know, I don't have to say it.
She got boy gobbed.
She got fucking Mrs. Doubt fired. Stuck her face in that pie, boy. Do you know they're making a Mrs. Doubtfire, but it's a remake and it's going to be an all black cast starring Cedric the Entertainer?
I don't fucking doubt it.
Did you see that?
No, but I think that's why Robin Williams killed himself.
I don't think so.
He was going to have to do Mrs. Doubtfire 2, and that's where his career was.
No, I think Robin Williams killed himself because he was a sad fucking man, and he didn't want to go through the fucking whatever degenerative disease he had. Because the world's a terrible fucking place, Joe, full of fucking sadness and misery.
And he didn't want to do Mrs. Doubtfire 2 with that degenerative disease.
Cedric. Right. He was in the Steve Harvey show, you know.
Cedric said, fuck yeah, I'll do that. Where's the paperwork?
No, he said it like this, no. I can't do a good Cedric, but I did watch the fuck out of the Steve Harvey show, and I'm still waiting for those motherfuckers to release that shit on DVD. And the Drew Carey show. I'd love for complete seasons on DVD. Blu-rays if I have to.
Did you ever get the action figures?
From the Drew Carey show?
Mm-hmm.
No, they were like those weird Mego Barbie fucking things.
Yeah, they were.
Nah. Fucking pricks. Where were you when you found out Steve Harvey didn't have hair and it was a fucking toupee, a stupid hat he was wearing the whole time?
He was just like fucking seeing him on the Family Feud show. Like, hey, that motherfucker's bald.
Yeah, he was wearing a fucking mop the whole time. Fucking fooling everyone. I'm the original king of comedy. This is a hat, you fuck.
Got him.
He sure did. But I implore you, I forget what channel it's on, but the Steve Harvey show is on at like 9 o'clock central on some regular ass TV channel. Watch it; it's a funny show.
I'll pass. I'm trying to get through.
Fuck Blade you. The series. You're trying to get a what?
Through Blade the series.
You're still doing that, huh?
Fuck yeah! Bokeem Woodbine was in the last episode.
Was he?
Yep. He used to run with Blade in a gang.
And now he's the Shocker. Well, at least if there's one thing you got out of this podcast is you'll remember that guy's name now. Yeah. He's got a fucking weird face and a fucking weird name. Mm-hmm. Is that Too Cold Scorpio? No, it's Bokeem Woodbine. Who? Flash Funk? No.
The dude from Freeway.
Oh, Reese Witherspoon.
Mm-hmm.
I see. So what the fuck movie was that? Peter Rabbit 2. Starring fucking Bokeem
Woodbine. Peter Rabbit.
Yeah, it sucks. It didn't have the charm of it. But the soundtrack was like, soundtrack's all right. They played Peter Rabbit was like walking down the seat street singing a Green Day song. I was just like, all right. And then some fucking, "Oi, mate, blimey hell," started coming in and singing like that. And I was like, hey, you fuck, only that half a mo from Green Day can do a fake English accent. And I turned it off and puked. Yep, so there's that. I wouldn't recommend. I don't think I will finish it.
I read Sex, Volume 6, the comic by Joe Casey and maybe some Italian dude doing the art. This fucking comic is great. This is I've talked about it on here before. It's like it's really just Batman. It's like shit in Gotham. But it's like, what if Batman just fucking retired? And like everything, the city just goes on. The villains are still doing their shit. There's still turf war. Robin's out there still like trying to make his deal, but he's just doing it out of costume.
No matter how good you try and be, the world's still going to be an evil place. So why bother?
Yeah. And I think that's what this says. You know, whether you're out there doing your fucking Batman shit, life goes on. He's just trying to, I don't know, this one, they're like trying to pull him into some secret society for the rich. You know, how they have those big fucking meetings where all the rich people in the world gather.
Go and fuck each other.
Yeah.
What is that? Eyes Wide Shut?
Right. You know, it's, yeah, the name of the book is Sex, but there's like not a lot of sex in it, at least not the past few volumes. It got past that.
Happening in the Hellfire Club.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like that. Yeah, the Hellfire Club, and there's a Ra's al Ghul type character that's doing some shit I don't understand. But it's just well written. The characters are...
This guy's white, and his name's what?
What?
Hey, speaking of old dead white guys, rest in peace, Ed Asner. You were my J. Jonah Jameson from Spider-Man, the animated series. Yeah, that's what I knew you from.
You were not mine, but okay. Rest in peace anyway. You were in a lot of shit that I watched because nothing else was on, you know, back like when the cable Mary was Tyler Moore TV, show. You know, like the Bronx Zoo where you were a fucking principal.
I reach these kids?
Yeah, that kind of shit. Loved you as Paczynski.
Paczynski. No, that was the motherfucker from Hardcore. What's his name? Not George C. Scott, but the other one.
Fuck, I don't know.
That guy.
Yeah.
Judge Mills Lane.
Yeah, his buddy. Yeah. The guy's in all kinds of shit. He was in Taxi Driver. He's whatever the fuck.
And again, if you've never seen Paczynski, when this is over, go to YouTube, type in Paczynski Pilot, and you enjoy yourself. You're going to have about 23 minutes of fucking pure awesomeness. Hopefully there'll be a Paczynski shirt coming soon to fastcustomshirts.com. It'll have a picture of Paczynski with his tongue hanging out, and it'll say Boy Gob underneath. It'll be great. I think you would have sold a couple more of those CD guys if it said Boy Gob underneath them.
Maybe. Maybe.
But fuck it.
That's one of those shirts that people aren't going to buy online, but if it's right in front of them.
Oh, shit, I'm drunk.
I never knew I wanted a CD shirt before.
Oh, man, I fucking love Hellraiser.
Yeah, this is so good.
Fucking asshole.
Mm-hmm. You ain't seen them in a while, have you? I tell them that after they make their fucking purchase.
But that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
So what else? Shit. He's saying there's no sound, so I guess he has to turn his thing up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I can hear me.
I can hear me just fine.
Excuse me. So what
did you watch?
Shit. I watched a pretty goddamn depressing documentary, Joe.
Okay. Well, let's get into that. Okay, Bob Ross.
Nothing new, the documentary.
Okay. All right.
If you're an artist and you link up with someone or an entity with money, this is what's going to happen to you. It's happened to fucking thousands of people before. It's going to continue to happen to thousands of people in the future. Hopefully, you fucking don't get cancer 2 weeks after your wife dies of cancer. But hey, the world's a horrible place, so you probably will. So fuck you. Die slowly, bitch.
Okay, so Bob Ross, you know, I grew up watching him because we had three fucking channels and PBS, you know. You watched whatever the fuck was on. He was on, and you just watched him do a fucking painting in like 28 minutes. And that's fucking amazing. That's, you know, his fucking like wet fucking oil technique is pretty fucking incredible. Hmm. And, well, I mean, I can't fucking do it.
You probably could. If that's what you did, I mean, if that's what you did, you could probably bang those things out.
And you know, he just had like a positive attitude. He was always showing animals and kittens and fucking puppies and stuff on the show. And it was cool. It was cool to watch. It was relaxing. But what I took out of this documentary is that he was a real shitty businessman. Like, he fucking sucked. Like, hey, at some point, you know, even if you're working with three other people that are real close to you, get a fucking lawyer to look over everything, you know, independently. Like, you can't fucking trust anybody, first of all, not to make mistakes, you know, and then secondly, make sure you're not getting fucked over. Also, it's not like he didn't know that these people were shitty and fucking other people over. You know, it's just you know, when it comes to fucking him over, oh, wait a minute, now this is where I draw the line, you know, because they had already fucked over those other two people that were doing their flower painting show. You know, they had already did the whole thing with his fucking line of paints and brushes and whatever that he didn't want anything of, but still got wrapped up into that. And this documentary, they try to say right off the bat, it's like, oh, we couldn't contact too many people because they're afraid of getting sued. They could have found out what the fuck up was up with the brother. Even if he didn't want to talk to them, they could have looked into, like, you know, stuff that's public record and found out, like, hey, did he profit from this deal by giving them all the rights? How's this guy living? Is he living in a real fucking nice house? Or did he get fucked over and is he living, you know, in a little apartment somewhere or something? There's just people are like everybody online. Oh, man, these people, they really fucked over Bob Ross. He fucked himself over. Yeah, he's like a lot of creative types that don't fucking think about tomorrow. They just think about like, oh, hey, I'm getting some fame today, or, you know, hey, people are looking at my shit. You know, fuck all the finances, fuck all the legalities of this and that until it's too late. And I just don't see it as a, I didn't feel a lot of pity for him. That's my take on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a story that's happened before. It's in this movie. Bob Ross will be played by Jack Kirby. Like, we've heard this,
yeah,
many, many times.
Ditko, fucking, you know, anybody in the comics field except for Stan Lee, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he just wanted to paint and get paid for his paintings. And I mean, I guess he did. They were some pretty shitty business people, but, yeah, I just got out of it. The world's a fucking awful fucking place with shitty people. And you're going to get sick and die. So fuck you.
Yeah, and he was also fucking this old broad. You know? Come on, man. Get it together. You know, you're a famous dude with a perm. He can do better than that.
You ever put an S in front of perm and then giggle to yourself?
No.
I do. Cause then it spells sperm, you see. Yeah, I just man. When they said his wife died of cancer, and then 2 weeks later he was diagnosed with cancer, I was like, oh, fuck. Fuck everything. The world just fucking sucks. I don't know what to. I don't know what to say. Yeah, he should have been a better businessman, but if you're not making any money, and then people throw a bunch of money at you for you to do what you want to do, maybe you don't look at everything.
Yeah, I mean, and I get that too. And really, it wasn't him complaining. You know, this, you know, they don't have anything documented where he's pissed. You know, you have hearsay stories from his son.
But I mean, if they're calling him saying, give us your name while he's fucking dying, you're like, what the fuck? And the fucking, the fancy boy who is talking like this, yeah? Ooh, the maker of the bootleg painting, I see him sign it. Ooh. So that was kind of fucked.
Oh, yeah. And, sure. That, yeah. The Udo Kier guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, if they're not letting fucking guy use his last name to sell paints and shit, that's fucked. That's some like, yeah, Vince McMahon shit.
And I'm not saying that he didn't get fucked, but part of it was he fucked himself, you know. And but he did have like like 30 years in the fucking limelight doing what he wanted.
Talking about the son.
Yeah, the son. What did he fucking do?
But I mean, he wanted to make some paints and shit with his fucking last name on it, and they said no and fucking sued him. It's just fucking sad. Like, have a fucking heart and just, you know, give him fucking $50,000 or some small amount. Not maybe do it a bigger amount. Just say, hey, see, we're giving him some. Maybe they did, and they just left it off. I don't know what angle Mrs. Female Ghostbuster was trying to do with this movie, but all it did was make me think the world's even more of a horrible place than.
Just fucking take care of yourself. Look at shit before you do it. You know, I don't know.
Or don't take care of yourself.
Yeah, because, either way.
2 weeks after the worst thing that's going to happen in your life happens. Oh, now it's going to happen to you. Now you fuck. Enjoy.
But he still had that stingray. You know? So, it was nice.
Yeah, I don't know. Thought it was pretty sad all around. Just because, what the fuck? Like, you're put on this world to just suffer. And then, all right, you suffered enough. You can die now. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
It was interesting. I watched the whole thing. It was better than a lot of documentaries I've seen that I tuned out right away. But we'll get to that.
This is your favorite Melissa McCarthy movie?
It's not going on my fucking best of the year, but maybe it might. I mean, who fucking knows the way my list is going?
Yeah. Yeah. So what else did you watch, Joe?
I got to cross out that because that's the only thing I watched. I read Inferno Bound and the Hellhounds. This is about a guy that like just wakes up from a weird dream and he has the power to, unbeknownst to him, like if he looks at a dog, the dog will turn into a fucking hellhound, you know, and just spout large fangs and fucking its tail will turn into snake tentacles will come and it'll just start attacking people. And it's a pretty fun book. It's violent and gruesome, and you know, there's a lot of violence and sex in it. And it's pretty fucking cool. Inferno Bound and the Hellhounds.
Sounds like a fucking shitty ass band that dresses like Cenobites and plays the worst music ever.
I'd give them a shot.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, but if they sucked, I'd tell you.
No, they do. I don't even have to hear this imaginary band to know they suck a fucking dick.
I've heard some of the shit you listen to.
Pretty good, right?
No. What'd you watch?
Hey, Joe. Have you ever stayed up from dusk till dawn?
Yeah, you know what? Now that I think of it.
So, from dusk till dawn, you wanted to do this trilogy of movies, huh?
Mm-hmm. I did.
This is on a lot of my lists.
This movie, it's pretty fucking good.
It is.
I've got some problems with it. And they mainly stem from Quentin Tarantino. You know, sorry, Tristan Gnarly Martin. Fuck the Gecko Brothers. Half of them is a fucking he's a fucking rapist. You know? Fuck this guy. You know, I'm not cheering him on as a hero. Fuck him. I'm ready for him to die. The script is very, very Quentin Tarantino, the first half, until it becomes an action movie. And then it becomes more of a Rodriguez movie from that point. A lot of the shit looks real good. A lot of it doesn't. the vampire transformations that are real quick CGI. Man, that looks shitty. That looks shitty. But it's still fun, man. It's still like a really just fucking cool movie. You know, it's got fucking great music. You know, these small bit players are doing some good shit, you know, like Fred the Hammer, who's not a small bit player, but a lot of people, I think, didn't really know him until this movie and then maybe went back and watched Hammer and some of the other stuff that, he did back in the day. Your old principal, he's, you know, overacting and shit, but he's fun too. He's decent in it. Cheech Marin, three roles. This guy, he's so good. He's born in three roles. And like, holy fuck, I forgot Danny Trejo was younger at some point.
Well, I mean, you've seen him in that one Sidaris movie.
Yeah, and then that Sidaris movie, yeah, for sure. But he's wearing a suit in that.
Who is that guy? The guy with the face. I told him to look up, and then he did it. Okay. Great story, bro.
Yeah.
The guy with the face. Okay.
I'm glad I rewatched this. It's something I could still recommend to somebody. Even like how fucking old is this movie? When did it come out? 90 something?
96, I want to say.
Alright.
It's about the time when I seen it. Whenever I seen it on VHS, this was like one of the first movies I saw as a kid that I can remember like really, really liking. It's not as good as when I was a kid, because I mean, what the fuck is besides right. getting molested? But it still holds up. I like it more than when I watched it last year for the best movies we did, or our favorite movies, mm-hmm. which it did make the list, but I liked it more just because last time I seen it, it was like, this looks a little cheap and that shit now, and I could go without the rape scene of that older woman. And watching it again, I was like, that's pretty good. And this was the first thing I seen Fred Williamson in, so I was like, this is why he's awesome in this movie. So then I went and saw everything else. Cheech is fucking great in it. Everyone's great in it. Even Quentin Tarantino, he's not great, but he's all right.
Yeah, he's perfect for this role, for sure. I mean, I don't think he was really even acting. You know, he's ad-libbed everything. They took that aspect out, you know, him being a rapist in the series. You know, very wisely removed that. So in the series... he's much more likable because he's not a rapist, unless that's your thing. You know, unless you fucking like rapists, you know, because they're fucking killers too and whatever. But fuck you then.
They should have just went for it more. And after he got shot in the hand, he should have went like, hell yeah, and started fucking the hole.
But he wouldn't want to do that to himself. He would want to do like somebody else's hand. You know?
Oh, come on, Joe. Aren't you tired of whacking off like this? Don't you want a hole in your hand so you can whack off like this?
Variety is the spice of life. Mm. But, this also has like my favorite stunt in every movie is when a guy gets set on fire, like actually physically gets set on fire. That always just fascinates the fuck out of me. Those are brave motherfuckers that do that.
Brave, dumb.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. $1,000?
Shazam. No, that's if you get burned.
Oh.
And Michael Parks is the fucking man. He's great in everything he's in.
Yeah, he's really good.
Except Tusk.
And again, he may have not been, you know, going on script with his shit. He might have just been, it might have been his feelings, you know.
So this gentleman made me a burger. That was uncalled for.
Yeah, and I usually don't like Juliette Lewis. She's really good in this. Harvey Keitel's fucking great. He's outstanding in this. And
outstanding.
Outstanding. He comes across as a man of God who loses his faith and then finds it again.
He finds his faith when there's clearly a thing to believe in. Only then does he say, oh, yeah, I believe now. Only when there's definitive proof. Well, I think everybody would then, sir.
Yeah.
If you were questioning it, well, here's your answer. Now you know. And just say, oh, I repent for everything. Sorry for everything I did. Then you don't have to worry.
Yeah.
Yeah, the movie's good. Usually, you know, you gotta whack off like this to naked ladies. But she was wearing a snake. And you're still able to whack off, so that was nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how Mr. Tito and or Tarantula played that guitar without any strings. I don't know if he was strumming the gentle fellow's belly hair or whatnot. But
you ought to make one happen.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, I will, because I can just buy the softest foam imaginable, so it just flops around.
Yeah, this movie's filled with a lot of Texas music, too, like fucking Stevie Ray Vaughan, ZZ Top, Jimmy Vaughn, the lesser-known brother. Tito and Tarantula, I don't think, are
who?
Tarantula.
Is that the Spider-Man villain?
Yes. Yeah. The guy with the pointy boots. We'll get to him in about a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought this fucking idiot didn't show up till like in the 200s. Nope. He's here, drawn like a white guy, just colored black. Oh, okay. We'll get to that, though.
Yeah, and I always like that shot at the end. Well, it's not a shot. It's just a fucking...
It's a painting.
It's not even a matte painting. You know, it's not a big old fucking thing. It's like a little painting.
It's a little painting.
Yeah, it's a, you know, it's a Bob Ross landscape. It's what it is.
What it is a hard night. Because that song plays over it, you know?
Mm-hmm,
it's a hard night. Yeah, the movie's fucking great. I
have the soundtrack.
No, I'm sorry. Or did you rush out and get it after it's like, oh, yeah, this movie is okay?
Nah, it came out on vinyl like 4 or 5 years ago, so I picked it up. Good shit. Yeah.
So I happened to watch most of the TV edit of this, too. Because like I said, they're playing it all the time on fucking, I think it's Comet.
Mm-hmm.
This, all three of them. So maybe I'll get to see all three of the fucking TV edits again. But in the TV edit, they redo the titty twister sign and everything. And they impose a K over it. So it's the kitty twister. I don't know if they're murdering. I don't know if they're murdering cats, or grabbing them up Trump style, but it's the kitty twister, and Cheech does his whole thing. We got snapping kitty. It's good. It's funny.
And, so, did they replace the lady with the tits with like the little?
They have bikinis CGI'd on them that just kind of float around. It's funny. If you want to giggle, I would say, hey, go check out Comet on or check out Dust Till Dawn on Comet. Like the people doing John Travolta, but what's his name? George Clooney and Quentin Tarantino's voices. Funny as shit, dude. Cause you can hear when it's them and someone doing an impersonation of them. It's great. Highly, highly recommended. Whichever way you can watch Dust Till Dawn, do it. The original movie, not the show or any of the sequels that we'll get to in the next couple weeks. But
I like the show, but I've not seen any of the sequels, so this is uncharted territory for me, as was Full Tilt Boogie. The making, or I don't know, it's not the making of it. It's just like some, you know.
A documentary shot behind the scenes.
Some woman with a camera just walking around talking to the cast and crew, and everybody's just acting like assholes. Which I imagine happens, you know, on the cast and crew, you know, after fucking shots or whatever.
Quentin Tarantino. It's just like a compilation of behind the scenes shenanigans, let's say.
Yeah. Quentin Tarantino seems like a guy I just wouldn't want to fucking talk to. It's like if he's at a fucking party and like he would just be talking nonstop, I would just like fucking excuse myself. Like, hey, you know, gotta go. He seems like just a fucking annoying motherfucker. You know? I know a lot of people fucking fan out for this guy. This fucking documentary just kind of made me hate all of fucking Hollywood altogether. You know, everybody, even the people behind the scenes, even the people doing the work. You know, it's like, man, all these people are pricks. You know, they all just seem like just fucking assholes. You know,
Hollywood.
Yeah, very, very Hollywood. That's what this documentary shows you. Like, it didn't fucking endear me to anybody. Fucking bullshit.
Yeah, I used to really like this one. You watched it a bunch because, you know, I liked the movie a lot. So then I'd be like, oh, I'll just put this on in the background or watch it now. But, yeah, not so much anymore. It was okay. It's worth a watch if you like Dusk Till Dawn. But, I can't say, oh, you like documentaries about making movies? Well, watch this one. If you like Dusk Till Dawn, watch it. But, yeah, it's cool that they have this documentary with all this behind-the-scene footage of a movie I really like. That's about the best thing I can say, because there's a lot of fucking annoying shit on there. A lot of it when they like talk to the broads on set and they get them all together, it's like some high school girl shit.
Yeah,
who do you like? What the fuck are we doing here?
Yeah, you know, who's your crush? What the fuck am I watching? Yeah, I tuned out like pretty early, and then I started fucking researching my sandwiches.
Oh, hope it was delicious, Joe.
Sandwiches usually are.
Yeah, I would highly recommend From Dusk Till Dawn. It's fucking great. A couple minor gripes, but I don't know if I've seen a 5-star movie. So maybe Paddington, but
I'll say if you don't like Tarantino and his Tarantino tropes,
his shtick,
you won't like the first half of the movie. But I think George Clooney's really good. He carries a lot of that. He makes up for a lot of the shit that Tarantino does. But Tarantino, I mean, like his shit, like his he uses a lot of the same lines that he does in his other scripts, and he's, you know, got this foot fetish that's in every fucking one of his movies. And that's really evident in this one. But you got people making up for it, namely like Harvey Keitel. He's really, really good.
And that Chinese kid.
That Chinese kid does a good job. What the fuck happened to him? You know,
he got ripped apart by vampires.
Yeah, but I mean, how come he didn't do an 8 Films to Die For or something? You know, like
he was in reincarnation.
He was one of the medical students. And, yeah.
He was Machine Girl.
He drowned in Lake Mungo.
He's playing Shang-Chi.
Oh, fuck, that looks horrible.
No, you're not going to see it.
I probably will at some point. when we're recording shows in about 4 years. That's where I'll be in the Marvel movies. You know, I still got to finish that Infinity, whatever the fuck.
It's pretty long.
Infinity hand job or whatever.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that and the Eternals. I'll go see Spider-Man with your boy, Madhul Raul, or whatever the fuck that son of a bitch's name is. Alfred Molina or Molina, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, even that can't draw me into a theater or anything.
Sure it will. You'll be like, oh, I got to. But it's my boy from Species.
We'll probably see Candyman this week if it's streaming anywhere.
It is not.
It's not even after, like, Thursday, it won't be. Oh, well, fuck it. I guess I ain't watching it.
I hear you're looking for Candyman, bitch.
Well, what I saw, like, I only saw, like, a piece of a trailer, but there's actually real candy in this one. Like, he's all in candy. It's like, okay,
the guy made out of gobstoppers.
He finally fucking did something right, you know? It's like, there's never been candy in the other ones. Honey? Honey's not fucking candy. It's some shit you throw in your tea if you're fancy.
That's bee cum.
Yeah.
Making a movie about bee cum?
It really is.
He becomes a legend.
Fucking Tarantino. He's the kind of guy, like, if he didn't make it big, he'd be doing a fucking podcast just to hear his fucking voice, you know, fucking going on and on. He'd be fucking going live all the time, you know? That's, you know.
At five.
Yeah.
Fucking prick. Yeah, when I first got into movies, I was a Tarantino fan, but slowly just, I think after Death Proof, I was just like, all right, yeah, I don't really give a fuck anymore. I know some people like those Australian fucking car movies, but that was never my thing, so I didn't give a fuck about that shit.
Yeah, that was definitely the beginning of the downhill fucking ride. I could say even half of Kill Bill 2 is like, eh, you know, eh. And then after that, it was just everything was like watchable, you know, not fucking memorable to me, just watchable. That fucking Inglourious Bastards, could give a shit about it. Was the fucking, did he do Django Unchained or whatever? You know, that had some funny shit in it, but
man. Fred Williamson's hat.
Yeah. The fucking
that Once Upon a Time in Hollywood sucks.
I haven't seen that one. Like, you know, before, like after Reservoir Dogs, fuck yeah, I was right there to go see Pulp Fiction in the theater. Same thing for whatever the fuck came after that. Jackie Brown. You know, and I like Jackie Brown a lot. That's a really fucking good movie. But yeah, after the fucking the one in the snow, whatever, you know, the one with Samuel Jackson.
Hateful Eight.
Yeah. All right. And it's got your boy Walton Goggins in it. He's really good at it. He's really good. Shit, just about everybody's really good, but it's, you know, yeah, I saw it. Okay, it's all right.
It's got an intermission. You get it?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Thank you. Better luck next time. Next time, supposedly the last time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck.
Again. Aside from all the other shit he says he's going to do. His horror movie. Ooh.
We'll see.
Yeah.
No, we won't.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Dust Till Dawn 2. Go see it. Oh, hey. And then I should have talked and compared it to Bordello of Blood, since it's pretty much the... yeah, because, you know, it was Tales from the... Dusk Till Dawn, they originally wanted to be a Tales from the Crypt movie to follow up Demon Knight. But for one reason or another, it didn't happen. So I guess they said, well, let's just take the same premise and do it again, but only this time we'll do it in America. I didn't really like watching it this time. Sorry, Tristan, but not a Corey Feldman fan. And after going through that fucking movie and some of his audiobook, fuck that dude. And he was just shitty fucking acting in this. And Dennis Miller fucking sucks in it. He doesn't give a fuck. This just seems like a fucking Full Moon movie with a little bit of money. Yeah. Last time I watched it a couple years ago when I got those Blu-rays from a Scream Factory in the mail. So like, yeah, all right. I remember. It's not that bad. Watching it now, I was like, fuck this shit. I mean, especially after watching it right after Dusk Till Dawn. It's like, get the fuck out of here with this bullshit. Fuck are you trying to do? Even the Crypt Keeper shit at the beginning, it's all recycled jokes and shit. It fucking not awesome. You ever seen this one?
Yeah. What's Crypt Keeper do at the beginning and end of this one? That's not the one where he's walking into Hollywood and shit, is he? Or like a premiere?
No.
That's the other one. That's the good one, right? The Demon Knight.
Okay. He's like at a bar with William Sadler, and William Sadler's dressed up like a mummy, and they're just cutting body parts off of each other, playing rush or poker or whatever the fuck.
Okay. Yeah. And for something called Bordello of Blood, fucking Demon Knight, I remember having more nudity than this did, right?
I think there was some. There's some nudity in Bordello of Blood, but just kind of fucking sucks a dick.
Yeah, and like I agree with you that Dennis Miller, that dude sucks. Like that.
He was all right. I used to listen to his radio show though, but that's because he had Norm MacDonald
constantly laughing at his own fucking jokes. You know.
Well, Joe, they're funny. And you kind of look like him, so why aren't you a fan?
Oh, old Ronald Reagan.
Oh shit. Yeah, it was all right. I should say that, but it is bullshit. Like, it's a fun, entertaining watch because it sucks, but it's fucking bullshit. Like, if you want to watch this, definitely don't watch it around the same time you watch Dusk Till Dawn.
You know, it's like I've seen it a few times, and like the whole fucking plot just kind of like I fucking forget about it. But Demon Knight, I remember what that's about easily, you know. Never saw the fucking third one.
That little vial of blood thing that shows up in fucking Bordello of Blood. It's like used to keep the head vampire at bay and shit.
This one has that midget in it, right?
The Full Moon midget.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like the Bordello sets and shit looks really cheap, like something out of a Full Moon movie. It's just like they gave the fucking Full Moon people, like, here's $1 million. Can we make 18 movies? No, you have to make one.
18 okay. Is being pretty conservative, Tom.
Well, yeah, if they're doing their shit in Ohio now, 48 movies. Oh, there goes that cap. But yeah, shit, don't watch the third one, Ritual. No, watch it, Joe.
I think I have it somewhere. I've never seen it, but
it's pretty good. Yeah. Especially the Jamaican Crypt Keeper at the beginning.
I watch a lot of shitty movies, but fuck it.
Yeah. Hey, Joe. Swinging into action.
I'm your night prowler. Woo, okay. Issue 78 introduces a exciting new villain, as it's described. Again, John Romita is like taking some time off, and we got Sal Buscema, and then like that last issue, he did fucking amazing. This issue, he seems not to give a fuck. Heavy inks from your boy Jim Mooney here. So the art, it sucks. It sucks. It's not good. I did something on it, and it said Buscema just didn't like doing the Spider-Man shit. You know, he did it just to to get paid and help out Romita. This one starts out with just a bunch of Spider-Man, Peter Parker drama. You know, he's like, he sees that maybe fucking Gwen is two-timing him with Flash Thompson, who isn't even in the fucking military. You know,
he came back.
Yeah, if he's back every fucking other week, you know, he's not fucking in Vietnam or he's not doing shit over there anyway. So he's hanging out with Gwen Stacy. But it's obvious she's just trying to find out what the fuck's with Peter. Like, he's hiding some secrets. Yeah, he's Spider-Man's. You know?
Why is he always leaving? Why, yeah. Flash?
And, yeah, so Peter's kind of pissed off, roughs up a guy that wants to use the phone. You know, unnecessarily roughs up a guy, I would say.
Hey, get out of my way.
Ooh. People don't, you know, ask him for his autograph, and he just like, hey, fuck y'all, and like climbs up a wall and leaves them high and dry. But this book isn't really about Spider-Man's. This book is about the Prowler, Hubie, whatever his name is, Hubie Brown. Yeah.
Why not, Stanley?
Yeah.
Why not?
Stanley, who is very, you know, much in touch with the colored community, as they were called then.
So yeah, I always name my characters so I remember who they are. Oh, okay. I see. Hubie Brown. Okay. Hubie Brown. I see.
Who is a disgruntled window washer.
Yes.
But also an inventor on the side. He's got plenty of good inventions, but he doesn't want to share them because he thinks people are just going to fucking, you know, shoot him down. So his girlfriend, who's trying to encourage him to do it, says, hey, you know what? Fuck you, dude. I'm tired of your, like your attitude. It's like, oh, woe is me. Everything's fucking terrible. Fuck you. I'm out of here. You know?
Then he says, no, fuck you, bitch. Look at me. I'm drawn like a white man. Mm-hmm. I'm just colored like a black guy. Oh, boy. I think he just didn't like to draw. He might have been in the wrong business.
Hubie says, hey, you know what? She's right. Let me take these inventions to my window washer boss and see if he wants to like restructure the entire business just based on these fucking diagrams that I have. Nope, he doesn't. What fucking business owner wouldn't, you know, would say, oh, yeah, this is great. You know, these little suction cups and fucking little claw hand you have, they're really going to revolutionize the window washing business. Nah, get the fuck out of here and go wash some windows.
Fuck you, Hubie.
Yeah. He says, fuck it. I'm going to become a villain because villains get noticed quicker than superheroes. So I'm going to become a villain.
He becomes Adam Sandler and puts out a shitty Halloween movie on Netflix.
He decides to go rob the fucking Daily Bugle because, you know, they got money just sitting around.
They do.
Oh, Peter's there and he's going to fight with Hubie, who is the Prowler. That's who he wants people to call him, is the Prowler.
Yeah. Stanley.
But J. Jonah Jerklin busts in and is like, hey, what the fuck's going on in here?
Hey, there's a beep. God damn it, Stanley.
But we saw a good side of J. Jonah Jerklin. He stood up for Hubie when his boss was bitching him out. J. Jonah Jerklin's a hero of this issue.
Oh, I could have swore this fucking guy didn't show up to like somewhere in the high 200s.
He's here. He's here now for a three-part saga.
He is. Yeah. Well, see what happens next week, I guess.
Yeah, we'll find out. Peter is in quite a pickle.
So, Joe, our favorite movies about sandwiches, huh? That's what you wanted to do?
I did.
Looking back on that now, how many movies about sandwiches you think there are?
I filled a list, and I got one honorable mention.
I can't wait, Joe. Let's hear them.
My one honorable mention, it's not a movie. It's the TV show Mayor of Easttown that's on HBO. And in every episode, she walks in with like a hoagie or a fucking meatball sub or something from someplace there in fucking Pennsylvania, where I guess they have a lot of fucking sandwiches like that.
And show makes you hungry. And that's your honorable mention.
It is.
Okay. So I said, fuck that shit. And I did my top 10 sandwiches. So here are my honorable mentions. In honor of Paddington, that would have been number one if I did your list, I did the marmalade sandwich.
What the fuck's marmalade?
It's like jelly or jam, a little different.
Jelly, the shit that the fucking vampire dog eats?
Yes. A vampire dog. And then we have the classic grilled cheese. It's not something you eat all the time, but when you want one, go make it, I guess, you fuck. This thing keeps falling out of my ear. What the hell does that say? And then I have the church's chicken sandwich. People go wild over that Popeye's garbage. Fuck you. Go try the church's chicken sandwich. When it's fucking made fresh and it hasn't been sitting there for 3 hours, it's pretty good.
Are you talking about the Cholula one? No, that's Golden Chick that has that.
And then I have anything from Subway, because it all tastes the same because it's all made out of turkey rumps. And then I have... Whoa. And then I have the church's chicken sandwich again.
So good. They got double honors.
And there's my honorable mentions. Number 10.
At number 10, I have Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. This White Castle serves them little biscuit sandwiches.
They're not biscuits.
Whatever the fuck it is, it's a sandwich.
They're steamed hams.
Steamed ham sandwiches. There you go.
My number 10, the classic made at home cold cut sandwich with some chips in there.
What are your chips of choice for that?
If I'd have my way, I would go with the sour cream and cheddar. But really anything besides plain will do. If you put plain chips in there, you're just a fucking asshole and get fucked. Okay? Number 9.
Number 9, I have Pulp Fiction with their Royale with cheese.
It's one tasty burger.
That's what they say.
And I know you're a QT fan.
Back in that day, I was.
Well, I still use Q-tips. They get my ears nice and dry after I get out of the shower.
And I occasionally fucking gas up the vehicle at QT.
My number 9 is the official sandwich of DWN's THC podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts, that you can listen here at boygob.com. And that is the Texas Double Whopper from Burger King.
Extra jalapenos, please.
No. That's extra money then. Number 8.
At number 8, I have the Michael Douglas classic Falling Down, where he goes to get a breakfast sandwich, but they stopped selling breakfast at that time.
What? I'm the bad guy. Oh, Scott, did I make you happy? Dies of AIDS. Still haven't seen that one, huh? Behind the Candelabra? It's good.
I do have HBO Max.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck? You disappeared. What the fuck? How'd you do that?
Magic. That was a Liberace illusion.
That's the other gaze. That was Sigmund and Freud stuff, man. That wasn't...
Yes. I call them lion food. Number 8. If I want a chicken sandwich, there's one place I'm going, and that's Wendy's for their grilled Asiago chicken sandwich.
My name's Joe, and it doesn't have Cholula on it.
I don't go to Wendy's for fucking anything.
Well, you should. You should go get a Frosty. You come over here, and I'll give you a Frosty.
Like, you need extra fucking grease? Go to Wendy's, you know? What, are you fucking styling your hair or something? Fucking Italian.
Hey.
Number 7. I have Kill Bill, where David Carradine makes his daughter a ham and cheese sandwich.
And then whacks off in a closet and dies. The end. Life's horrible.
Kung Fu King Kai Huao, or whatever your name was in that Kung Fu show.
My number 7 is the bacon, egg, and cheese croissants from Burger King. I'm sure if I had them somewhere else, they'd be a lot better than the ones from Burger King. But I've only had them from Burger King, so fuck you.
Yeah, they pass them to you, and you're like, that'll do, pig. That'll do.
And I say that to the sandwich right before I eat it. Number 6.
At number 6, I have Good Burger. Fuck yeah, all these dudes is make these sandwiches.
Starring your boy, Dana Schneider.
Yep. Who went on to... was he in Us? No, he wasn't.
He wasn't in Me. Then my number 6 is a Chicago classic, the Italian beef sandwich. I'll do mine with mozzarella and sweet peppers.
In that fucking Full Tilt Boogie, you know, they're talking to the crew, like, what do you like about this? Hey, I'm just a guy from the south side of Chicago, and look at what I'm doing. Fuck you. Who gives a fuck where you're from, south side of Chicago? Hey, I'm a dude from South Texas, and I'm making t-shirts now. Fucking dumb.
Making them, but no one's buying them. Forget about it. Okay. Number 5.
Like he's bad Leroy Brown or something. Motherfucker.
Or yeah. That no good Derville Martin.
Yeah. Whatever. At number 5, I have The Breakfast Club. Ali Sheedy makes a sandwich with Pixie Sticks and Captain Crunch.
I have the Egg McMuffin from McDonald's, only because Eggs Benedict isn't traditionally served as a sandwich. Number 4.
Speaking of, I've got Back to School, where Rodney Dangerfield, as his wife in the movie Adrienne Barbeau, was throwing a fancy party, decides to get one of those big-ass breads that the Italians like to make sandwiches with and start stuffing it with everything at the hors d'oeuvres table. You know, like he's throwing deviled eggs in there, fucking pickles, you know, whatever is there. Back to school. Rodney Dangerfield. Rest in peace, brother.
My number 4, another Chicago classic. Not that Mediterranean-style shit, but the Chicago-style shit.
south side of Chicago.
Hey, let me get one of them fucking Kronos Euros, you fuck. That damn jagoff.
Who doesn't like a good gyro, Tom?
Ah, I don't know what the fuck that is. I think Spacely Sprockets makes them.
Mm. For a place that's all big on Ubonics, they should know what a fucking gyro is.
Ebonics.
Mm-hmm.
Number three.
And number three, I have Birds of Prey. Where she just wants the perfect egg sandwich. Good movie.
My number three is a number nine with peppers from Jimmy John's.
It's pretty good, even though you can't have peppers anymore, Tom.
Number two.
At number two, I have Pain and Gain, where the Marky Mark Wahlberg character owns a Subway franchise. Good movie. Really good movie.
My number two is a number 13, Mike's Way, on Rosemary Parm from Jersey Mike's. If you would like to see me eat one, head on over to the DWN Productions Terrible Horror Crap Podcast page. There's a video there for you.
If you want to see me take 18 inches, head on over to the page. All right.
And that's number Tom one. Doing the show on his own. But we'll get to that. At number one, I have National Lampoon's Vacation, where Aunt Edna's dog pisses on all the sandwiches in the picnic basket. And old Clark's trying to look sexy eating the sandwich, but he takes a bite and he's fucking eating into piss.
He doesn't feel it? Or are they Italian beef sandwiches?
Well, they're not Italians.
Oh.
So they spit it out. You know, they don't eat it.
Got to eat that piss up. My number one, another Chicago favorite, and that's a Portillo's cheeseburger. Extra pickles, you fuck. Joe, that was a great list.
And I'm glad you came up with that one. Than I thought. You know, I got to admit, this was all right.
You know what's going to be all right? Next week's list. When we list our top 10 songs sung by women.
Wait a minute. Are there 10 songs sung by women?
There are. And you guys will hear them next week, right here on DWN Productions THC Podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts. For the love of fuck, go to DWNProductions.net. Buy something. Got a new paint job up there. Got a new mask up there. That's about it. Heading to Frightmare in a couple weeks. And then I think it will be back to the Zool Mines.
Joseph. Hey, go to fastcustomshirts.com. I don't know. Take a look around. Pick what you want. Fucking order it and I'll send it to you eventually. Kind of busy right now, but fuck it, it'll get to you. It'll get to you. Don't worry about it. Hey, ease up. Ease up.
I heard if you go to fastcustomshirts.com, type in Boy Gob, then get a podcast shirt.
You can do that because that screen's ready. Just don't ask me for free shit.
It's not just ready, Joe. Mm-hmm. It's fucking hot and ready.
But if you do not ask me for free shit, I might send you some free shit. It's just the people that ask for it. It's like, nah. I'm all out. Fresh out.
Fuck.
We're fresh out of Portobello's.
DWNProductions.net, FastCustomShirts.com, BoyGob.com, DWN's Terrible Horror Crap Podcast Facebook page, and the Fancy Dan YouTube page. Other than that, everybody have a wonderful week, and hopefully, maybe, we'll be back next week. Boy Gob.